Marie, Thor.
I'm in the kitchen. Put your pants on and get it yourself.
I got pants on. I'm coming already. Marco.
This is a bad time.
No. For you, I zip. Hey, come on in. It's good to see you.
Nice seeing you. Maybe sometime we play bocce like in Italy.
Yeah, great. So how do you like living in America? How's the restaurant business?
It's not like home. Everybody, they steal here all the time.
They don't steal in Italy?
In Italy, they steal only once.
You want a beer?
Is your wife here?
Yeah, but she won't bother us. Sit down, open your pants.
Who is this? Oh, hello, Marco. What a nice surprise.
Buongiorno.
Yeah, buongiorno. That's Italian for beer, Marie.
Right away, Frank. Would you like it in a bottle over your head or in a can somewhere else?
Scusa, Marie, but I come to see you.
Really?
My daughter Stefania says you are a great teacher of piano. With respect, I ask her for a favor. Could you teach me?
What are you, kidding?
My mother, all her life, she loves music. She always wants me to play. But then when she gets sick, I promise her to learn. Then she die.
So you're off the hook.
Frank. That is the sweetest thing I have ever heard, Marco.
But it was a long time ago. I'm afraid now maybe I'm too old.
Oh, no, you're never too old to do something for your mother. Come on, I'll shake you right now.
Now? We're going to have a beer here.
Beer? Here is a man who thirsts for something more than alcohol. Here's a man who wants music in his life.
I could use a little music in my life. The sweet sound of the white coats coming to take you off to the nut farm. You gotta believe!
I can't believe those are in the wind!
The put
in the wind!
Stupid.
Hey, Dad, the Jets just tied in!
Give it up, Papa!
Get away from me, you moron!
What's with you?
The Jets, man, they tied
Would you
in.
Can it? I'm trying to watch the game here. Chips, Deborah!
Yeah, now you're gonna be like that. Why don't you just go watch a game in your own house?
I can't. Your mother's giving Marco another piano lesson.
Didn't he have one yesterday?
Every day. For 2 weeks now.
Marco? The only thing I see that guy playing is the organ in a haunted house.
It's not just the lessons anymore. They're hanging out now. They're friends.
Chips, Frank.
Wait. What do you mean, friends?
They're together all the time, playing piano, swapping recipes. Sometimes they sit and listen to opera and cry.
Sounds like this is bothering you a little bit, Frank.
Opera, just what the world needs. More fat women screaming.
You know what I think? I think maybe you're a little bit jealous, Frank.
Shut up.
You're a little jealous, Frankie. Are you just a little bit jealous?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah, careful. Watch your fingers.
All right! So I'm a little jealous. He shouldn't be with her. He should be with me. Friend first. We played bocce in Italy. Now he comes in the door, it's like I don't exist.
Oh, cheer up, Dad. I'm sure there's a guy out there for you somewhere.
Yeah, maybe Marco has a brother. In a bell tower.
I want him out of my house.
That's to throw him out.
Ray, let your parents work this out for themselves.
I'm just saying, you want someone out of your house, you throw them out.
Yeah, you're the expert.
you out. I'm kidding. You stay.
Hey, you can't just throw him out. I mean, Marco's not the kind of guy you mess with.
Marco? That guy's no bigger than a bag of laundry.
Remember when he took over Nemo's pizza? And I said, what happened to Nemo? And he looked at me with that face and said, he go away. Has anybody seen Nemo since? Huh? Postcard? Anything? No. Marco knows how to make people go away, and that's all I'm saying.
You don't scare me, and I'm throwing him out.
Oh, wait a minute, Frank. Why don't you just tell Marco how you feel, that you want to be his friend, too?
What am I, wearing a skirt in Mary Jane's? I'm throwing him out.
Say hi to Nemo for us.
And stay out.
But come on, you only have a week to learn this before my birthday party.
You should have grades for your birthday. Not me.
Nonsense. You're going to be wonderful. But keep practicing, and then later we'll make biscotti.
I like you, biscotti.
I'll go make us some tea.
Listen, Marco, I got something to say to you.
And I got something to say to you. Sit. I cannot help but notice every time I have a lesson, you leave. It's rude.
I'm sorry.
No, it is rude of me to invade your house and take you away from your beautiful wife.
My what?
Forgive me. You open your house to me, and I stink it up.
Oh, hey, it doesn't bother me at all.
You are too kind. Now, what do you want to say to me?
You play poker?
I'm good at poker.
There's a game in my lodge tonight. You in?
It would be honor. But first, I buy you dinner at my restaurant.
Don't have to ask me twice.
Tea time.
Marie, I'm taking Marco to the lodge for poker.
But Marco hasn't finished his lesson yet.
Marie, I'm done with piano. I tried, but I cannot make it work.
You're quitting? You can't quit. You promised your mother.
I know, but she's dead.
But she can still see you.
I'm sorry, Marie. You come to have dinner with us.
No, I don't think so. Why don't you boys go to the lodge?
You're going to love the lodge, Marco. They got cars, checkers, a swimming pool. It's great. Everybody swims naked.
Is this a heated pool?
He'll be back. One look at Frank naked, he'll be back.
Hey, stop it right now! Go to sleep!
No, it's nothing. Deborah's reading him a story. All right. Listen, remember we're teeing off at 7. Oh, don't be late. All right.
Why don't you come up and help me?
Talking to Gianni.
Did you hear the screaming?
I heard you screaming.
I'm gonna kill your father.
Oh, no, Mom. Don't.
Marco is my friend. Now I never see him anymore. He's always with your father. They're watching sports or swimming nude at the lodge.
There isn't enough chlorine in the world.
I mean, for the first time in I don't know how long, I had a real companion, someone I could talk to. Do something, Raymond.
Me? What?
Talk to your father.
No, stick to the plan where you kill him, yeah.
Tell him to you leave Marco alone?
Ma, I don't want to get in the middle of this.
I don't want you in the middle. I want you on my side.
Look, Mom, I think you and Dad can work this out yourselves, right, Deb?
No, Ray. Tell your father to give her back her friend.
What happened to stay out of it?
I feel for your mother.
You do?
Yes. Do you think it's easy for Marie to meet people and make friends when she spent her whole life stuck in a house with a lump of a husband who, instead of putting his own kids to bed, is on the phone with his pals making a golf date?
Why can't you just hate one man at a time?
Hey, Marie, tick-tock. Where's my dinner?
Raymond has something to say to you.
What?
What?
Stay away from Marco.
Yeah.
Since when do you tell me what to do?
I'm not talking. They are.
Marco was my friend.
Oh, yeah? He traded up.
That's it, Frank. That's it. You are not invited to my birthday party.
Who needs an invitation? It's at my house.
Not anymore. I'm going to have it right here at Raymond's house.
Thanks a lot.
What did I do?
Forget it. I'll just go to the lodge with Marco.
You can't. I've already invited him to the party, and he's going to play happy birthday to me on the piano.
Where's my dinner?
At the lodge.
Next time, you mind your own business.
What?
You're really with my mother in this, huh? That's the horse you're backing.
Better my horse than your jackass.
My jackass happens to have a point, okay? He's right. If Marco's going to be with anybody, it should be him, not her.
What, your mother's not allowed to have a friend?
Not a male friend, no. She's my mother.
So?
So she's a married woman. It's creepy.
So does that mean that I can't have any male friends?
You can have as many male friends as you want, as long as they're all gay.
You know, Ray, I may have some problems with your mother, but she can be friends with whoever she wants, and I'm going to do whatever I can to encourage her.
All right, fine. But from now on, in my head, Marco's gay.
Marco.
Happy birthday, Marie.
This is my cousin Gina, and my nephew Gerard, and this is my dear friend Marco Fognolo. I found him in Italy.
How do you do?
Isn't he delightful?
He looks so authentic.
I never met an Italian from Italy before. Hello.
Where's Frank?
Oh, Frank's not coming.
Why not?
He's sick. Swine flu.
Ray, are you going to sit there all day? Just join the party.
No, it's not right. My mom and her boyfriend.
Thought you made him gay.
Yeah, well, I'm the only one who knows that. Come on, my dad should be here.
What is it that you miss the most? The burping, the finger in the frosting, his wiping his mouth on the curtains?
If you must know, I miss the shirt tail out the fly.
Be careful, Robbie, you'll scratch the finish.
Mom, why is your piano coming into my house?
Oh, it's for the party. Marco's going to play me happy birthday.
Thanks, everybody. I got it.
Is it your back?
No, I'm from Japan. I bring greetings from the Emperor.
Ray, get him some ice.
Fabulous party. Come from?
The laundry room.
How long you been hiding in there?
Long enough to see you could use some new underwear.
Yeah, well, I could use some now.
Get Marco in here. I want to talk to him.
Ray, where's the... What are you doing here?
Burping. Now maybe I'll wipe my mouth on the curtain.
Come on, it's not like it's a grand piano.
What are you doing here?
I'm just stopping by to see if my friend Marco wants to play some bocce.
Well, he doesn't, because he's here for me.
Well, he'd rather be with me. He likes me better.
Oh, nobody likes you better.
Oh, yeah? Let's ask him.
Oh, you can't do that, Frank.
Well, why not? Bring him in here.
Hey, mind your own business.
Be scared.
Frank, you are ruining my birthday party.
You've ruined everything else. Marco!
Excuse me, how's that ice coming?
All right, Robert, jeez.
Hey, Marco, whose friend do you want to be?
Frank, I thought you had the swine flu.
She told you that? You will stop at nothing. So who do you want to stick with, me or the liar?
You want me to choose?
That's right. She thinks you like her better and want to be her friend.
Why shouldn't he be her friend? They enjoy each other.
Sure, now. But he's going to find it's a quick trip to Nagville. Am I wrong? It's already started with the piano lessons. You said yourself you didn't want to play piano anymore.
Somebody could have told me.
Why can't I be both of your friends?
Well, for one thing, I find that people who like me generally can't stand him.
Ma, I don't get this. There's got to be plenty of ladies you can be friends with out there. Hit the bingo circuit.
What about your father? There's enough naked, wrinkly old men at the lodge for him.
Please, I'm already in the vomiting position.
So pick already.
I don't like this. This is not right. This is not a husband and wife. Before my wife died, we were friends.
You gonna pick or not?
This is what you really want? I choose Frank. I'm sorry.
No, listen, I understand.
I did not want to choose.
You don't have to explain, Marco. Why don't we all have some cake?
Hey, Marie, wait a second. You take him.
Oh, that's okay, Frank. You don't have to do that. You keep him.
No, I don't want him anymore.
I want you two guys to go and have fun. Go to the lodge.
Nah, I got plenty of friends at the lodge, so you take him.
Frank, I don't want him all the time. Can't you take him some of the time?
So now you're sticking me with him?
This is so typical of you.
Hey, cake!
All right, so you should play Happy Birthday on the piano.
All right, I'm going to play a dirty version now. Tiny butt day.
Rejected by both of them. Boy, I know how that feels. That's all right, Marco. Let it out. Let it all out. That's it.
So that was a good party.
What? How was that good for your mother? You guys made her lose a friend.
Oh, come on. Don't start.
Yeah. Listen, Ray, I want to tell you something. If I meet somebody and I want to be their friend, I'm not going to tolerate any of your caveman crap. I don't care what sex they are. A friend is a friend, and I can be friends with whoever I want.
Hello. I am looking for my father. He's here.
No, no, he isn't. But come in, friend.
Your mom called?
76.
Debbie Reynolds guest stars. Next, Will and Grace. Tonight at 11:30 on KTLA 5.